About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh yeah, welcome to your weekend. Look, it's just walk down to the K-Rock wing of the building. Mr. Suave Agave, come on in here. He made some, I guess today's tequila day. I didn't know that, Alex.
It's National Tequila Day.
Hey, there he is. Suave Agave, the man. The man, the myth, the legend. He made Allie a virgin one because she's all pregnant. I'll take Allie's booze and mine. Thanks, buddy.
Are you sure? Wait a minute.
Suave.
Are you sure you got the right ones?
Yeah, mine smells like it's got booze in it. Suave Agave.
Positive, this doesn't have alcohol in it.
It's only Pellegrino.
Your mic's on. Talk on the mic. What'd you make, Allie?
So I'm making Palomas. So yeah, Palomas is the national drink for Mexico. So that one, but that's a virgin. It's only Pellegrino grapefruit and lime juice. And with a little tequila.
Oh, man, it's nice right there.
A little refreshing.
I don't think I'd be drinking this hour. What happened? You got invited to come into our... you're cheating on us with another radio station?
A little cheating, yeah. I hope you guys weren't going to say I was trying to creep over to the side, but I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah, KNX got me over there, but I wanted to bring you guys a drink, and I got some tequila for you guys.
I'll never be mad at you. You get it.
Yeah, you get it. Yeah, you're always welcome here. Open door policy for Mr. Suave Agave.
It's National Tequila Day. You got to enjoy it, right?
That's right. And also a bunch of people over there have drinking problems, so they need you more than we do.
Oh, yeah. I see the news crew getting wasted. Nice. Thanks, guys. Suave Agave, on a day like today, do you get high on your own supply? How
absolutely.
Much are you? Okay.
Oh, yeah, you better believe
it. Look at him in the eyes right now. He looks all glazed.
He's a little hazy, right? Nice. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's like, it feels like 9 p.m. Okay. It's really 9 a.m. Yeah, I know. But
pace yourself all day.
Kicking off the hour with tequila. So what an unexpected surprise for us all.
Yummy.
Yeah, I think the hardest thing is just looking at the wall of tequila and seeing, what do I want to drink today? Like, which one, what am I vibing today?
Right? Well, and a lot of people say don't mix alcohols, but mixing different tequilas, you're fine. You're not going to get more hungover, right?
No. If you're going to use some bad tequila versus good tequila, but yeah, keep it all in the same family with some good additive-free tequila. You can't go wrong, man.
Seeing a friendly face in the halls here. Most people don't like us. When we walk, at least me, they don't like when I walk through the halls. But to see Suave Agave all smiley with drinks in his hands,
I know. It puts everyone
morning.
In a better mood in the office. For sure.
Warm the cockles of my heart. Thank you, Suave Agave.
You
happy tequila day to you, by the way. Thank you.
And to you, to all of you, to all the kind people on the radio. Yeah. Enjoy National Tequila Day.
And Suave Agave, when we do decide officially when we will be having our backyard banger, you will be there to provide. We're going to have a keg there, but you're also allowed to come and make drinks too.
If you want some tequila for that backyard banger, I could bring some plenty of tequila for you guys to enjoy as well. Let me know.
I think I've officially made the shift, Allie, in my drinking ways from vodka into tequila now.
Really? Good for you.
Yeah, I think...
Are you doing mezcal too or just tequila?
No, tequilas. But I think that what I've learned is that, A, I think it is giving me less of a hangover. And believe it or not, I think it's the healthiest of... If you're going to get really drunk, I believe that tequila is the healthiest way to get drunk.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very clean. Like I said, there's only three ingredients, water, agave, yeast. The one that you're drinking right now is Tequila Cabal, so it's very additive-free. It's clean as all heck. And, there's only 90 calories per 1.5 ounces of tequila.
Really?
I don't care about organic anything. Like, I don't buy organic food or whatever. Like, my wife cares about that. Like, but usually I just buy organic stickers and put it on stuff so it looks organic. Mm-hmm. But tequila, like, when you actually drink the stuff, you say the additive-free tequila, there's, like, not a lot of hangover at all. Remember the time I thought it was because I ate all that cheese? Remember the time I got hammered? I think I was just drinking good tequila, and I woke up feeling fine. It was wild.
And I think that tequila is the happiest drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it can shift, but...
I guess you'll find that line.
Yeah, you'll find that line. Summer.
We'll find more shots and we'll feel good.
All right, well, thank you, Suave Agave. What a treat to have you come by today. Should mention that next week is the beginning of Park Week, Allie.
Yeah.
This is where we try to solve one of the worst issues to happen in Southern California. That is all the terrible parkers that park for so many different bad ways. I mean, over the lines, take up two spots.
Oh, and we see them every day.
So we will be asking you starting this weekend to start collecting some of the bad parkers you encounter and get them to us. We have a big prize pack as we did last year. So once again, now you are our deputies. And please start to get us your pictures and videos as we document some of the terrible parking jobs happening all over Southern California. The return of Park Week is next week on K-Rock. But today we drink tequila and celebrate. Woo! K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. A lot of people think malls are dead. Malls have been dying. A lot of malls are reopening now as other things. They're trying to figure out ways to turn them into, like, apartment complexes, condos. And I was at a mall yesterday in Glendale, and the Galleria, the place was packed. Like beyond packed. And I think I know why. I think I know why malls are making a comeback now. And it's not because nostalgia is big. I think that, you know, people like to say nostalgia is big and everything.
One of the few places left with free parking.
Yeah, that is true. The malls, you can still, they're annoying, but it is free. And I think air conditioning helps. It's hot outside, so people are just trying to go inside. The amount of samples, food samples that were happening. I'm not just talking food court. I know you're thinking, oh, the always orange chicken and Panda Express. We can all count on that. The amount of places that were giving out food. Every Wetzel's Pretzels you walk by, and I would say on any given mall is an average of 5 Wetzel's Pretzels.
Around every corner there is a Wetzel's.
But there's like chocolate shops that are, and I'm just talking about C's. Everyone knows about C's. You go in there for your free piece of chocolate. But
I feel like you have to work for it though. There,
you don't have to. Sometimes you pretend like you're looking at other stuff, and But sometimes now they don't even need the charade. You can just say, "Give me I'm here for the freebie. Let's get out of here." There's another chocolate place that's got these like sheets of, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like walls of chocolate they make, and you can, and they weigh it. You buy it by the weight. But if you just want to try, they'll let you try anything. You can eat at the mall, I think, for weeks without needing to spend a dollar.
Do you think the mall sample game is better than the Costco samples? Really?
I do. I think malls.
You think they have the best sample game out there?
I think this is bringing people back to the malls. It's the sample. It's the samples that are happening at all of the food places that are popping up. I don't think there's one place I walked by yesterday that did not have someone standing outside. And I get it. They want to get you in. So you get a sample, then maybe you go buy the whole thing. I didn't buy the whole thing. They didn't get me.
Well, I think the mall lends itself to such a great wandering culture. People just kind of like to wander around the mall. And I think that was the charm of it at first.
And it smells.
Yeah, but you kind of like
Cinnabon.
You're going to wander into a store maybe, and if there's a sample
frosting
that
samples
can get you in the door,
Cinnabon
then
had frosting samples.
Just frosting?
Frosting samples. Try the frosting, they said.
Whoa.
I had to pretend I'd never had it before.
Oh, ooh, what is this? Awesome.
What is this you speak
did you,
of?
Did you do that as well for all of the Wetzel's Pretzels samples?
Yeah, and I had a lot.
Oh,
and it was,
well, I can taste the pretzel.
Well, what is a salt here? Okay. Picking that up. They don't care. And that's the
and you can probably go back to those same places over and over
again.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
They don't care.
They don't care. It's, I don't know if malls got together, or at least this mall maybe, but I feel like if malls are trying to survive, this is the move. Just do more of these samples things.
Yeah, I know, but you can only do that for so long because look at Krispy Kreme, right? I mean, they're giving away stuff for free all the time, and I feel like over a lot of time, if they just continue doing that, they're not going to make as much money.
But Krispy Kreme, you know what you're getting into, so it's like there's no surprise. Here, I'm making a left turn. All of a sudden, I'm walking by an Apple store or a Brooks Brothers or something, and then boom.
Would you like a sample of iPhones?
Someone's out there giving out. Not there. They don't have samples there, sadly. But like you walk right by it.
Would you like one AirPod?
Random flatbread place. It's like, try our flatbread fresh out the oven. Like, great. Don't mind if I do.
It's kind of like the whole drug dealer mentality.
It is.
Get a little taste, and then you're going to come. You're going to go back,
obviously. It's smart the way they do it. And yesterday, they didn't get me. Like, I was proud yesterday I was able to leave there and say, I didn't buy a Wetzel. And I have, listen, Wetzel's Pretzels got enough of my money over the years, so I feel like I've owed
sad
a few
statement.
I feel like I'm owed a few samples from all of the.
Do you think that they weren't giving samples, and then there was word out that you were arriving at the mall?
No, because I'll say this. The
Klein's coming.
The Wetzel's Pretzels.
Fire up the Wetzel's!
you can tell you're getting kind of like the cut up of the not everything turns out great there.
See, I'm surprised that you like samples as much as you do, because I feel like you would have a lot of questions about how they're being prepared, who's touched them before you.
Yeah, they wear a lot of gloves.
How long have they worn that glove?
There are a lot of gloves being worn. I do appreciate the glove game and the sample business. Mm-hmm. They take it seriously. Costco's a little extreme. The people wear like the full hazmat mask when they give you
and they've got the big hairnet thing.
Yeah, the hairnet over the beard and stuff. Like, what are you hiding back there? That part's a little much sometimes.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you think back to the beginning of the mall days, it was kind of sample-related, even with those kiosks. It was like, let me curl your hair.
Right.
Let me give you some perfume.
That was happening too, by the way.
Let me do that. Yeah, it was all like, let me just give you. And then at the makeup store, they're like, I'll give you a makeover. I'll do half your face. And then the other half you have to pay for.
Like them cleaning your sunglasses or your shoes.
Cleaning the shoe. Omar, the guy cleaned half my shoe for free.
Yeah.
Half a clean shoe.
Yeah, shoe shack?
That's right. What's in the shoe shine, but he said, "Hey, I want to."
Kind of shoes were you wearing at the mall?
Sneakers.
So that's
and
the
he shined
scam.
Your sneakers.
I never fell for it. So oh, they only yeah. clean half of it, and then you're like, I guess I got to pay for the other half."
Yeah, he said, "Come here for a second."
Did you just do one shoe, or did you have to pay for the other shoe too?
He just did half of one shoe.
Oh, he didn't even do the whole shoe?
No, half. I should have worn them in today. It's a crazy difference.
Really?
And then the guy said, "Hey, if you want the other shoes to look like this, you got to buy this thing." I said, "I'm good. I'm just," and I walked around.
Well, what is the thing? I want it.
It's a spray. It's a shoe spray thing.
Cool.
It's a shoe cleaning kit. There's the spray, and then you try to upsell me to the kit.
Yeah, but that stuff also doesn't work nearly as well when you bring it home.
But if I walk back there four more times, I will get all of my shoes.
You think he'll go, "Hold on a minute. I've cleaned this half of the shoe before."
No, go to the other shoe. Go the other half.
Yeah, but then you still have to get the other half of the other shoe.
I mean, it's going to be pretty obvious. You have to go four times. That one half is super clean.
Yeah, well,
I just need you to do my back left heel.
I want to see
it. Oh, you did the rest.
Yeah, well, I'll go to Wetzel's, I'll cleanse my palate, and I'll go back there for the shoe clean. Just saying, guys, I think malls are having a comeback now.
Eventually, you'll get a meal and a shoe shine.
Oh, man, totally worth it, guys. If you are waiting around to answer some questions about today's show to win your way into the Ocean Way Festival that is happening in Santa Monica, you have to wait a little bit longer. That'll be happening in about 10 minutes. So hopefully you've been paying close attention to everything that happened today on the show so that you can answer some questions and we can give you some tickets. If not, just win them from Sluggo and everyone else on K-Rock throughout the rest of the day. This is an interesting message waiting on the GOAT line. It's always there for you, for your comments, critiques, and criticisms, and questions. If you're a new listener and need to understand what the hell's going on, that number is 844-956-GOAT.
Here's a hot take. I think that Jake has more rizz than Johnny or anybody else on the show. This guy is dagging Topanga, hot moms, and Burbasians.
So this guy
should
is
not be is using that term.
That what, hot moms?
No, the which? Other one that he said, which I'm not going to repeat.
Which term?
I'm not going to say it. He says it.
Jake is. This guy who left the message is Asian, so he can say Burbasian, a Burbank Asian.
Yeah, you know who can't say it? You.
Right, well, I'm saying what he said.
You made it up.
He doesn't even try. That's the thing, guys. He stinks. He lives in the shack. He has no class, no money. He's kind of a weirdo, but he's bagging all these girls.
I mean, there is something to be said for what's happening with Jake right now, and I give Allie and Vanessa a lot of credit because they revamped.
No, Jake won't. Glad you will.
They revamped his entire dating profile, and now he's been on, I believe, a 3-night tear.
Which a little thirsty that he's planned out 3 first dates in 1 week.
I think he's planned out more than that. I think a few of them had to cancel, but Jake is making up for lost time. The guy couldn't get a match to save his life until Allie and Vanessa took over his dating profile, and now. He's gone out every night this week. In fact, we're going to listen to a brand new exit interview he did with a new date in a moment. But
Jesse, you leave him alone. Stop making fun of Jake. He's the Rizmaster.
So this guy says you are the new Rizmaster of the show because despite the fact that you are broke and stink and live in a shack, you have no problem getting all these
women. Crave authenticity.
So here is Jake. He went out with this woman. This is exactly Jake's type. She's Asian. She lives in Burbank. Hence why she was referred to as a Burbasian, a new term.
By who? You.
It doesn't matter. It's the term. There's nothing wrong with the term. In fact, Jake asked her if there's anything wrong with the term, and she gives us her opinion about it. But here is how that date supposedly went.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the date?
I'm going to say 10. That's been excellent.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Wow.
My mind is blown.
My mind is blown at how low the bar is.
That's the part that's crazy, and I feel bad for women and gay men out there, I guess, but mostly women, that they have to deal with such terrible
douches
on a regular basis that Jake gets
a 10.
And best case scenario, Jake's a 4. Best case.
Jake, did you take this person, to the same bar that you took the other girl to?
Better believe it.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, Allie, I think you wore the exact same thing also.
You did?
I didn't wear a hat this time. I dressed up.
No, but you wore the same jean shorts from the first date and the one that the girl gave you a 1 on. The first exit interview, the woman gave you a 1 on your outfit.
Yes.
And you wore the same outfit again to date number 2.
No, I dressed up. I didn't wear a tank top and I didn't wear a hat. I had a normal shirt.
How long was this date?
A little over an hour, hour and a half.
Oh, that seems short.
See, that's why I think these girls are getting bamboozled into, you know, saying that they're tens. If you spend any amount of time with Jake that's over 2 hours, you will get to know the real Jake.
We ended up spending more than 2 hours together.
I don't know, the meanest thing I've ever said. I don't disagree with
We've reached that 2 hour mark too many times.
Yeah, we reached it 2 hours ago this morning.
Yeah.
So because you think that Jake is one of those guys that can come across as great in a 1 hour, as someone who's,
absolutely,
yeah.
Well, what do you think people? What do you think people like about Jake initially with personality?
I think it's the zero F's given. Like, he does care. Obviously, he's got a lot of insecurities and stuff. But when you see him, you think to yourself, this guy didn't, even though he is real thirsty for these dates, you go, this guy did not try at all. And I think that even though that should be a turnoff, I think some weird way that's a turn on for some women.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's a little interesting, but it's going to get old quick.
Right. When you realize on date six, he's wearing the same shirt.
Right.
Right.
And then, Jake, what do you guys talk about?
Just all sorts of stuff, you know, what you do for a living, what, you know, just your experiences.
So just general first date things? You're not getting into, like, deep conversations, nothing different there than the norm?
Sometimes we get into, like, deep conversations about just experiences in life and stuff.
Is she a listener to the show at all? Does she know the show?
She does now.
Okay.
But she didn't before.
She did not know.
Hey, at least we're converting listeners.
Did she know K-Rock is a thing?
She's lived in, like, I think Burbank her whole life, yeah.
Okay, so she knew K-Rock. Okay.
And when you say you're in radio and you're going to interview these people, do they feel trivialized at all, you know, that you're doing this for your job?
No, actually, so far, they get a big kick out of it.
Wow.
Cool.
This woman seemed like she was excited. Here's her giving a review of the date overall and then Jake's outfit and smell.
Really?
Yeah, very excellent.
How would you rate the place we met?
Now, a lot of the answers he has do result in her laughing at him.
I like that.
And he takes that as a good thing. But
you like making a girl laugh even if it's at you?
Yeah. Right.
You can't get laughs at a comedy club, so you gotta get somewhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You can do an exit interview with your audience. They've all already exited.
It's been interesting.
So the place,
no.
The place, and I don't think Jake hears what she's saying. She laughs and goes, it's been interesting, which means she hates it.
That's terrible. Yeah, but the last date that he took there, she actually really enjoyed the location.
Right, because she was a Dodgers fan and there was a Dodgers game on. So Jake was able to use the Dodgers game as like his wingman. This particular case, was there a game on or no?
I don't know if there was a Dodger game because we actually spent most of the time outside the bar on their like patio because it was like super loud that
she
day.
She was trying to run in oncoming traffic.
Let's get closer to the cars, shall we? She's dragging the table.
We sit right at table for two with this double yellow line, maybe, huh?
Not what I'm used to, but your dog just made everything amazing. Mm. And now I would say no, solid, like 10.
She's trying to convince herself.
She said 10. Now she's trying to back it up, but she couldn't really back it up. Here she goes on to Jake's outfit. Now.
10. Okay. Wow. How would you rank my outfit?
Now, keep in mind, on his last exit interview, the woman gave him a 1 out of 10 on his outfit. 1.
And he asked her twice, and both times she said 1. Well.
Your outfit is it was hot. You have shorts on. I haven't really been with a lot of people with shorts on.
And Jake, you're taking this as positive still.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
It's a ballsy choice.
She's lying.
Of course. Are you kidding me?
Thank you, voice of reason.
Wow, it's hot. It's hot. You have shorts on. I haven't really been
out with a reasonable thing. It's 90 goddamn degrees.
Haven't been out with a lot of guys with shorts on. I mean, she's saying.
Vanessa, does it sound like she was having a good time?
I just feel like she felt bad and she wasn't honest. It's so obvious.
Been with a lot of people with shorts on. But as long as you're comfortable, which I feel like you were, I'm happy.
As long as you're comfortable.
Which you clearly are.
I mean, the fact that you think, once again, Jake said, I'll do another home run date. And I'm hearing these answers. It doesn't sound like that, but.
Or is master.
Jake follows up with this quote.
So when you say I haven't been with a lot of people with shorts on, what's that mean?
I think usually, I think I just go on dates with a little, like, more formality, but I had a lot of fun.
So you go on dates more formality. What are you wearing?
Now, this is where Jake starts to get aggressive.
Hey, look, she wasn't dressed formally.
Yeah, so Jake turns it on. He's wearing shorts.
What are you wearing there that's so special?
Yeah, exactly.
You go on dates more formality. What are you wearing?
I am wearing a dress, a summer dress, because it was really hot.
Okay.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. But it's casual, right?
It's pretty casual.
So I'm casual and comfortable.
No, I have nothing against
you. Oh, my God. This is like...
They're already arguing. They're having their first fight.
First fight. So anyway, they go into... this is the final thing about smell.
It sounds like you have something against yours.
Not at all.
Okay. All right. How would you rank my smell?
I haven't
rank.
Smelled you.
There it is.
You said the word in the question. Answers in the question, sir. Rank.
Your dog. And your dog smells very pleasant.
I can't smell you. I just smell your dog, she says.
Vanessa, so, another lie, right?
Now, Jake claims...
Yeah, I mean,
Jake, you claim that after all of this, after this whole thing we heard, you then convinced her, or she chose, or she wanted to go back to the shack. Is
yeah,
that
I think
true?
I asked her if she wanted the date to continue. She says yes. So
this
we
is,
went to the
Jake
shack.
Is the new Love Shack baby. He's created
God,
this Love Shack now.
Wow.
And she went to the shack, and you guys got intimate.
A little bit.
And when you tell the ladies that, hey, you want to go to my place, are you upfront that it's a shack?
That's what I say. It's a shack.
You say, do you want to go back to my shack?
My shack, yeah.
And they must think it's a joke until they get there.
Right.
I got it. How much of this is, you know what? I just want to see where this night ends.
I'm
just going to see what's going on.
Authenticity.
I would think if I had a mansion, I would say to a woman, you want to go to my shack? And then the big funny thing would be, it'd be a mansion.
Yeah.
Like in Jake's case.
Alfred, he'll get you a drink.
Come back to my mansion. So anyway, they get together, and then Jake hits her with this question.
Just to give it to me.
Would you be offended if someone referred to as a Berbasian?
So the term Berbasian, which
his
is...
His inside shack voice is like...
Yeah,
so
I don't like your, your inside shack voice is the one.
Inside the love door. So weird.
To the Jake Shack.
You can't look out the window because there is
it's
none.
It's like as soon as you close the door, it's like, welcome.
There's a lock there. No key.
Yes. Absolutely. It's like... It's just like... It just sounds offensive just based upon the sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Berbasian.
Totally offended.
Why do you keep saying it then, Jake? She said she's offended by it.
I'm not sure.
It hit me now.
Just punch that person in the face.
Yeah. Want to punch him in the face?
Don't do that.
Did you drug her? Why does she sound like this, Jake?
She's having a good time.
Well, there you have it. Jake is continuing to wow us all with his
crazy.
Dating.
What do you think? Did she lose a bet?
She must have lost a bet.
So what did you guys, what base did you get to with her?
Just like, I don't know, first to second.
And out of all the girls you dated this week, are you going to see any of them again?
Yeah.
Both, all of them? Both of them? What?
Yeah, both of them.
You're telling me you got the second base. She felt you up?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
She felt you?
Yep. Can't wear the shirt.
All right.
Cool.
Now that that's over.
I'm not hungry.
Let's get into the quiz. If you've put up with us today, the very least we can do is reward you with tickets. And then we got your weekend anthem, and we get the hell out of here with your takeaways. Call now. Prove you've been listening. 800-520-1067. Quiz next. All right, I hope we get a winner right out of the gate so that we can wrap it up and get into the weekend. Now that we got the tequila flowing, thanks again to our buddy Suave Agave stopping by to hook us up with that on this National Tequila Day. Who knew? We would have been celebrating all show long had we known. Steven, listening since 7 a.m. this morning is the first one I'll go to, but if he cannot succeed and get three questions right about today's show, we will move up and down these phones so that Angela, George, Bob, Gentry, if that's your real name, we get a chance. Everyone will get a chance to play the game until someone gets three in a row right, and then they are going to the Ocean Wave Festival. Steven, good morning. Welcome to K-Rock. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. You take notes today, or are you going to do this on memory?
We're going to go badly on memory, but give it a shot.
Oh, man. All right.
I like it.
Nah, it doesn't right happen often, but you've been listening to the entire show, you claim.
Yeah, here and there. I'm working out, too, so I may have missed a couple things.
I'm
but
glad,
we'll give it a
glad you say working out, because the first question in the Klein Alley show quiz is, Allie embarrassed herself working out by injuring herself doing what at the gym?
Got me right on that one. So I'll say running on the treadmill.
Oh, that,
wow.
That was a guess?
Yep.
Wow. Happens every once in a while. You guess,
you guess,
and you're actually right. Allie fell off the treadmill while trying to hit the stop button because it stopped too quickly for her. And that is a correct answer.
It's supposed to be a gradual stop.
We go to question number two right now. And all things that happened on today's show. But I don't know if you're going to be able to get to question two. So let's go ahead and Wish you the best. We talked to the K-Rock DJ by the name of Megan Holiday today, who told us that she'll be out at the Vans Warped Tour this weekend giving away stuff signed by who? Stuff signed by who?
Boy, you got me there. Sorry about that.
That's it. Your round comes to an end. No guess. Goodbye for you. Sorry.
I'm amazed you got through the first question.
First question was a lucky guess. We go on now. We say hi to Alexander, listening to K-Rock. Good morning, Alexander. We pick up with question number two. It's the Klein-Alley Show Quiz. Megan Holiday will be giving away stuff signed by who at Vans Warped Tour this weekend? Guys, these are great calls you've put together for this. I like the first two that you said out of the gate. Hi, Alexander, go ahead.
How you doing? Good day.
You sound great.
I cannot take him. We're going to say hi to George now in Whittier. Good morning, George. Did you guys go home for the weekend already? Hello? Is anyone back there? Johnny? Vanessa?
No,
anyone?
I'm sorry they put themselves back on speaker.
George, hi. Good morning. Question number one. We're trying to give away these tickets now. Megan Holiday will be giving away stuff this weekend at Vans Warped Tour, signed by who?
Tony Hawk.
That is the correct first answer.
Clear as a bell.
Love that. Crystal clear. We go to question number two. LeBron James announced two things on our show today. Name one of the two things he announced today on the God damn it. I can tell that's Omar's stream. That's trying to piss me off.
Such a terrible sound effect.
Go ahead, George. What is one of the two things that LeBron announced on our show today?
I'll have to check my notes, but one of them is he's going to the 76ers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's enough.
Let's find out if you're right.
I have decided that I will play next season with the Philadelphia 76ers.
That is correct.
I have also decided that Allie lost the DMV quiz.
Okay, well, that's fine.
No,
we will accept
not
it.
Not true.
George, you've gotten two right. You get this next one right. Thank God. We can start the weekend. We can give you the tickets and we can move on with our lives. If not, we move to someone else on the phone. Question number three right now. How many hours will Jake and or Allie spend in the DMV because of the quiz that they lost earlier today? It is the ultimate punishment having to go to the DMV and sit there and do nothing. And what is the total amount of hours that we decided the loser will be spending in the DMV?
5 hours.
God damn it.
Well, it was 4 hours and then they tied to five, right?
Well, we did have a discussion about rounding it up.
What discussion was that?
Well, we said...
rounding it up to five? What kind of crap is that?
Correct answer is 4 hours.
I mean, he did say four.
He said four and five.
No, you gotta start over.
I don't want to start over anymore.
We don't have time to
George,
start over.
George, hold on. George, congratulations. You're going, okay? Ocean Wave Out. You're lucky that we're way late. All right, goodbye. Enjoy the show. Everyone else, I'm so sorry. We have to wrap it up. We got the weekend song. Quickly on the takeaways, Allie. Just do a few of them because we really do have to get out of here.
Okay, 626, my takeaway is calf is for cows. 650, my takeaway is hold on to that Theismann card. 562. Has anyone taught Vanessa how to measure time yet?
No.
818. The stop button on a treadmill will make it stop. 818. Rent's crazy.
Oh, that's the joke.
213. Omar is a lame-o. Mm-hmm. 213. Fog lights and low beams are not the same thing. 818. Yield! And
yield.
213. My takeaway is if a pedestrian is in the crosswalk and they're hot, whistle.
You got to whistle, according to the DMV. What's your takeaway from today's show, Vanessa?
Jake is converting listeners one date at a time.
Love it.
What is your takeaway there, Johnny?
No one hasn't scored yet.
No one hasn't scored yet. What is your takeaway there, Jake?
Get your collector's edition Sack of Slime Barbie.
Yeah.
Sack of Slime Barbie, available wherever you get your toys. Allie, you have a takeaway from today's show?
My takeaway is there's such thing as a quarter shoe shine.
Quarter shoe shine. You just got to go to the mall four times, get a full shoe shine. Omar, takeaway?
Maybe a shoe shine.
There it is. That's a good takeaway. All right, here's your weekend song, guys. We'll do it next week. Try to do it better. Remember, Park Week is officially beginning, so get us all pictures of bad parkers you encounter this weekend so you can be in the drawing to win this ultimate Park Week prize pack, which we'll tell you about next week. And have a decent weekend if you're going to Vans Warped Tour. Enjoy yourself. Say hi to Postmaster Johnny, who will be there. Also, this weekend, Johnny's going to be at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood doing something there. I don't even know what. So
celebrating a brunch from 1 to 3. Come on down. We'll have prizes and giveaways for you guys.
Brunch.
Celebrating a brunch?
Yeah, they're starting a brunch at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Would you like to share what date, or you're just going to...
Saturday.
Tomorrow.
It is okay. Saturday.
Great. Saturday. Celebrating 1 to 3. Happy brunch.
Isn't brunch great? Let's celebrate.
All right. So Johnny will be there. All right. That's it. Bye. Here's your weekend song.
Fat How.
Fat How.
The Bayous. The Louisiana Bayou.
Mahjong.
Gay. That's me.
It's not about that Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday. Thursday. Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday, where is that? It's Sunday, sleeping in, eating brunch.
Cyclosporosias, a.k.a. exploding ass.
I'll be fine just kind of eating applesauce and crapping myself for a little while.
Hit the beach or hit the mall. Go out with friends, do nothing at all. Sleep in, watch movies, read books. Anything goes, just take a look.
Our goodies!
Are you ready for the rear end? Go! Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah! Are you ready for the rear end? Go! Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah! Are you ready for the rear end? Go! Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah! Are you ready for the rear end? Go! Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah! Are you ready for the rear end? Go!
Now I'm gonna be out in nature and just taking it.